We left Jesus in the garden with a deep concern over the death he was about to face and the spiritual significance that death held both for himself and for his people. He was about to leave the garden with his followers when they were confronted by Judas and a great crowd armed with swords and clubs. They were hostile and had come to arrest him. Judas had made an arrangement with the leaders of the people that he would identify Jesus by greeting him with a kiss. Whenever Jesus was identified, the men stepped up to arrest Jesus. But Peter, one of the disciples, took out his sword and cut the ear of one of the crowd about to take Jesus. Peter did not understand that the purpose of the life of Jesus and of his coming was to die if sinners are to be saved. In the garden, the prayer of Jesus concerned what was in the cup he saw placed in his hands. It was not possible for the cup to be taken from his hands, yet Peter thought he was faithfully defending Jesus and preserving his life. Jesus intervened, telling Peter to put away the sword. Jesus could call on the resources of heaven to defend him if he so wanted it. But he refused that option because it would contradict his whole purpose in his coming. The theme is developing and growing that Jesus came into the world with the express purpose to die. To die on the cross with the spiritual intent and purpose of saving his believing people. Peter did not understand that. And the refusal by Jesus to call on any heavenly defense demonstrated his determination to achieve that very purpose. He loves his people. And now we see his full commitment to seek the very best of spiritual blessings for them. Have a good day.